What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Rumbly, rumble low, let me see your tootsie roll, ba-dingy.
What was the first word?
I don't,
rumbly.
Rumbly.
Oh, rumble-o.
Because is this like a rumbly in your tumbly?
You betcha.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was like you forgot how to music.
I was so afraid of starting too late.
Oh, that you started way too early.
I know.
Hey, you forgot how to music.
I did. let me see your tootsie roll.
To the left. It's not a butterfly. It's a tootsie roll.
Welcome into the Spitballers Podcast. This is episode 226, Al. Is that true?
That is correct.
That's a lot. Too many, probably. But here we are. Andy, Mike, and Jason, the Spitballers Podcast. Would you rather on the show today?
That's great.
Highway to Spell.
That is not great.
And then we are drafting the best places to have calories not count.
We're back to great.
Which I'm very interested where this draft is going to go.
I am both happy I have the first pick because I have my sights set on something, but also sad because there's so many places that I want and I don't have to wait for you guys to make some picks.
Yeah.
And so it should be really fun.
I'm saying like what I started, you know, thinking about this and I was more macro. And then the list became a little more micro, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Oh, yep. I mean, this is there's some places you can go with this
for sure."
So that's what we got going on. Let's get it started.
Would you rather?
Olivia from Patreon said, "Would you rather have to live in a world where everything has to be a competition?"
Okay. So like life right now.
I was going to say, is that already what we're doing?
Yeah.
Or a world where everything is a cooperative effort.
Oh,
that's nice.
That was a twist I didn't see coming. I thought it was like...
It's a friendship.
Let me ask you a question. And I know we're all very competitive. It's one of our many great qualities. but does a lifetime of cooperative efforts become boring?
Yeah.
Because that's where I went right away. Is I thought maybe so much cooperation would eventually become, in and of itself, mundane and boring.
But
it would
productive.
Be good. It would be productive, and it would be friendly and happy. And I mean, I would obviously be the best at it.
Now, here's what's funny is
I cooperated way better than you.
Yeah.
Is there an argument to be made that competition could be more productive than cooperation? Because in cooperating, everybody's doing kind of the same thing, and there isn't really necessarily the individual motivation. It's almost like a capitalism argument of like, hey, if
innovation doesn't come out of, you know, the socialist cooperation.
Right. So, you know, is this a situation where because we're so competitive and everyone is competitive that everyone in all walks of life are trying to do better and not just skate by?
You're
there'll be winners and losers in a competition world.
Yeah, so the hard part is I can see that argument, but then there is a level of toxicity of where that comes with competition. Now, because
so losers say,
no, but I'm saying as someone who is competitive. Well, I'll switch this over to Jason Moore.
Okay.
Legendary in his competitive nature, but also living by any means necessary, which doesn't mean I'm better than you.
But it means I win.
It means that you are worse than me, and you being worse, maybe I have something to do with it. Maybe the leg of your chair got a little bit sore.
Oh, man. How did that happen?
Oh, no. So
I'm standing. You're not.
The second world is a better world.
Yes, definitely.
Because if it's a cooperative effort, no one loses. So maybe some arbiter outside of it all can look at it and say, well, you're not as innovative. You don't have as many things. But in the world of cooperation, everyone is happy.
Now, innovative. What is the difference between a cooperative world and the world we have now? Not being hyperbolic like, oh, well, no one gets along. No one cooperates.
Right.
We run a business, right? And we all
We're cooperative.
We are cooperative. We're running in the same direction. I feel like a lot of organizations and businesses and even families are. I mean, I think there's a lot of cooperation.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be an individual. It can be a group.
But so what do you think the difference is between what life actually is and what this question from Olivia is saying, like where everything is a cooperative effort? What is that gap? What does that look like?
I think we live in a world that has both all the time.
Certainly.
And so because of that, some things that should be cooperative become competitive. Some things that should be competitive become cooperative. And so
this question is, would you rather live in a world without competition or in a world without cooperation? You know what I'm saying?
If you're saying everything has to be a competition, then that would imply that they're...
But that implies that they are opposites to one another, in which case I don't know if they always are. Right? Like, competition doesn't have to be entire... Like, basketball games, you play with your team, there's a competition there, but you're also cooperating.
Yeah, but in this world, of a competitive world, in this hypothetical situation, everyone on your team's trying to score.
Yeah, they want the box sheet.
They're second just one. That's my rebound! They're boxing out their own teammates.
Yeah. Okay, hyper-competitive world.
I'm just blocking Mike when he shoots on my team. Nope. That's my bucket.
That's fair. All right, I'm going to go with the second one then. I'll take the cooperative world.
Yeah, let's hold hands. I'm with
you.
I
took it before you guys.
Well, okay. But I my hand grip strength was fantastic.
No, you gripped it harder. Yeah. Bergeron from the website, would you rather have to re-download every app anytime you want to use it?
Oof.
Or have to go to the gas station every time you need to go to the bathroom.
Why are like all of our questions now like, hey, would you rather do this? Or you got to take a dump in a pit of spikes. You're like, why is it always where I'm going to the bathroom?
Well, that's a big part of who we are.
Every
Mike.
Would you rather question is a different way to go to the bathroom.
Well, I'm saying it's like,
a
hey,
pit of spikes.
Would you rather poop out a second story window
or have $1,000 every day? You're like, what?
So would you rather have to re-download every app every time you want to use it? I have lived this life. It's called TikTok. Okay, because I
delete it every time.
I delete TikTok from my phone. Like,
I have deleted it so many times.
I've certainly had a week where it was every day. Where it's like, nope, I'm done. I'm getting sucked in. I am deleting this. But then the next time I go, you know, to the bathroom out the window, I'm like, I'm sitting here with my butt out the window. I need to get TikTok redownloaded.
I got my first question here is, so I got to re-download every app. Am I on LTE? Am I on?
You're on real 5G, like the 5G that works. Which
I was going to say, or am I on?
You're living in the real world where you sometimes have one, you sometimes have the other.
The real world is we live in a 5G ultra wide band that says you have the fastest speeds, except what they mean is your phone doesn't work.
It's ultra weak band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You live in the world.
There's just some cross promo problems. It's weak.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it just which.
So that's a factor.
That is a factor, but the biggest
the world
problem
would
for
be
me,
such a better place.
Right, because
if the apps deleted themselves after you're done,
you would use your phone a lot less. And the reason I would use my phone a lot less is not necessarily signal strength, because I think most places that I'm at in the world where I'm on my phone, I'm on Wi-Fi. So internet is, you know.
Not if you're in this gas station taking a dump.
Well, it's one or the other. I'm not going to be in that gas station if I got the phone problem. My issue is logging in. I don't want to log in to app. When you delete an app and you re-download it, you have to,
you don't like logging in?
I don't remember every password of every app that I've used, you know, every single time.
You have to forget password,
uh-huh.
The whole song and dance.
By the way, and then when you go to your email to check the password, well, that's, you got to download that. So now it's a whole thing. Now by the time you get in, that email that you finally accessed, it's expired.
Oh my gosh. Every time you close them, you can't go back and forth. Can I quick detour, by the way? Because you talked about you're on Wi-Fi a lot of the times. Now you go to other places. Maybe it's a coffee shop, wherever it is. And sometimes you have dead zones. And so you're trying to connect to a Wi-Fi network that you can find mm-hmm. on your phone. Does anybody have a problem if a place has a guest network that requires a password?
Is there do I have a personal issue with it?
Yeah.
I mean,
like, to me, if you put the word guest in your Wi-Fi network's name and I click it, I should be able to get onto it.
Yeah, but they don't want all those Wi-Fi freeloaders.
I think when you see...
clogging their network.
But then you don't know the password. When you click on it, it's a real letdown.
If I see the word guest and it's locked,
yeah,
then I start looking around for the password. Because it's probably displayed somewhere in that building on the table or something.
But it is funny of, like, they're so protective of their internet access. Like, no, you need to come in and you need to, there's customers only. You better spend $2 here or you don't get our internet.
That costs us nothing more when you join it.
Exactly. Like, it's not a problem for anybody. It is very strange why certain businesses go with that model.
Now, the other option here, other than the very difficult and very problematic download every app every time you want to use it.
Well, the downloading in the gas station's a problem too.
Yeah. I mean, the gas station situation, I don't – look, you make me go number one in a gas station all the time.
You can hold your breath.
Yeah. But in number two is a huge problem.
I mean, am I the
like
only
you one? Are actively getting yourself ill?
Am I the only one?
You hold your breath.
Who does that when you're like?
I've done it.
You know you're going in. It's going to be rough.
Yep.
Before you go.
No, I've done that 100%. Especially if it's just a pee, which it's always just a pee because I would never go in for a poop. I've certainly been there. But the problem is when you run out of air because then you feel like you're breathing it deep down into your lungs. You know, you're like, I can make it. I can make it. I can't. And then it's like.
Well,
let me take it all in.
So it's a gamble.
It is a gamble that when you lose, you're ruining some lungs because you know the recesses
got,
of your lungs now have someone else's
poop,
urine.
It's poop lungs. Now, here's the problem.
Brown lung?
I was always told that if you breathe in through your nose.
The brown lung.
The brown lung. That's rough. When you breathe in through your nose, you filter. When you breathe in through your mouth, you don't.
No, is that?
But your nose is what smells.
Is that?
So when you make the choice, I'm making the choice to smell the poo to filter better than doing the mouth breathing,
but
which
is the
I would
filter
not,
the nose hairs.
It's the whole process.
Or is it like is it the?
You definitely filter better with your nose.
But why?
Because of the cilia.
What is that? I thought that was a disease where you couldn't have.
Celiacs.
I think it's cilia or something like
what
that.
Is that mucus related?
Nasal filtration system. Your nose?
Hair and cilia. He's right.
Okay, but what is cilia?
Hair and cilia, it's, tiny hair-like structures.
Yeah, they're hair-like.
Your hair and your hair kind of things.
They are.
But we're on a never-ending quest.
Why do you think you make boogers, Mike? Boogers are the stuff.
Because of the mucus.
And the stuff that gets caught by the filtration.
But I'm saying as humans, we're on a never-ending quest to get rid of that filtration system.
Right.
Because nose hairs are the worst.
We're talking about the deep cilia hairs. No, but I mean, I've heard that it's much healthier. Like if you sleep at night and you mouth breathe, it's very bad for you.
I've heard.
And part of that is you're not getting
by the
best
elitist nose breathers.
Big nose.
Yeah, we are. We're enjoying ourselves over here. But
must be a good life.
But I've made the choice actively to breathe through the nose and suffer the smell consequences.
But you got to go real slow.
Oh yeah.
The slower you breathe in through the nose, you don't get it as
you're not moving past my cilia. You're coming right just like I caught all of you.
Yes, thank you.
In this situation, you've got to take the app.
Yeah,
because it'll be better for me.
It will be better for all of us. Now, the one issue that I didn't think about at first is the multitasking. I don't know how big a stickler this question is, but if you're
extremely,
so that means if I'm using an app and I go back to the app I was using a minute ago, I have to. It's gone.
Yeah.
Ooh.
As soon as you leave,
so you can't multitask.
You cannot multitask.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's awful.
And obviously you keep the main apps, like
your phone
and your messaging.
Right, your text messaging and stuff. So that's the only app I will use. I'll still take that, though. I'm not...
Payment would be a problem. Oh, got to download Venmo again.
The only other way I could survive if every bathroom had to be in like a gas station restroom, which means all of my number twos, I would have to build a battery-powered system where I could carry in my bidet every time I'm going into to Circle K. I open the door. I've got a bidet in one hand, a big battery backup in the other. Don't mind me. Just gotta take a dump.
The good news is your seat will be warm.
Yes.
Yeah, you technically
without the bidet.
You could multitask with multiple phones.
Ooh. How many
you
phones?
You look like one of those guys.
Hold on.
At least two stuck together so you could flip back and flip back and forth between the two.
New question.
Okay.
Okay. You can only have other than the standard of the phone, the text message. You can only have one app on a phone. A phone can only have one app, and you download it once. You can't delete it and get a different one. You can only choose one extra app on your phone, period. That's all you get. How many phones do you carry? How many apps do you absolutely need?
One phone
need?
For email, for sure. So I need my email app.
Okay.
Slack? Is the Photos app just part of it?
Yeah, that's okay. Built in.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it would be one for Slack. You'd have to have Slack.
Yeah.
So there's two phones.
So do you have any social media? Are no. you carrying a I have, third
I think
phone
I have a third for Twitter.
Yeah, I have a Twitter.
So I have a tri-phone.
I only have I can email off my computer when I get home.
That's probably healthy.
Or use the default email app, which usually
oh, that sucks. But I get that one?
Yeah, but it's on the phone.
Oh, yeah, two phones.
Two phones. So yeah. You would go Slack and a social media.
I think so. I think that's the right
one.
I'm
just curious if I have to have a Sudoku phone. I don't know. I might need a Sudoku phone. So
for your, you still a heavy user?
Yeah.
All right. Mike from the website, would you rather always have to park in the farthest parking spot anytime you go to the store? No drop-offs. Or never be able to use a drive-thru again?
Well, I'm walking. It's an easy one for old me.
Do you ever, have you ever made the decision to park further to enjoy the walk?
To enjoy the walk?
Did you hear the joke? Oh, that's a good one. No, of course
not. On a nice day, you've never parked further to enjoy the walk?
No.
Have you ever enjoyed walking?
No. I've enjoyed the weather outside, and I would love to sit down and enjoy, you know.
Wait, so if you lived on the boardwalk like in California, you wouldn't go for strolls?
I would put a beach chair on that sand, and I would love the wind and the salty air coming
in. I
got
to get you into walking. Distance walking.
Jason would be nine-botting down his Broadway.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a nice scooter or at least some wheelies. I mean,
oh, man.
If I had wheelies, I would eat it.
You and Heelys would be sensational.
It would be seriously good content.
That would be really good content.
That would be a social media winner. I don't know how many times I would fall trying to use Heelys, but it would definitely be more than zero.
All right, Mike, would you take the drive-thru or the furthest parking spot?
I don't mind the far parking spots. Like, I'll have, like, we may have talked about this before, but who cares? But when it comes to, you know, searching for a parking spot.
Yeah, are you a hunter or are you a find whatever?
No, I'm a gatherer. When it comes to the parking spot, if I see one, that's it.
That's about how I do it.
That's all I need. I don't need to... Like, the amount of time you waste...
It's called hunt regret.
Going up and down the aisles looking for a spot, you could already be... Oh, Jason is a hunter.
It's so. I am both. But here's what happens. If I make the choice to pass it up and hunt, then I'm pot committed.
Okay,
and
then, so just
once the hunt begins,
once the hunt starts,
you don't. You're
like,
eating.
I already passed. I already made the choice. I'm a hunter, so I'm circling back again and again.
As soon as you pat, like your camo hat goes on,
yeah,
you get so your orange.
Putting the eye paint.
Do you do the? You do the claim? Do you claim with a signal or whatever?
So I do.
What are we? What just the turn signal?
Is there a
different claim?
Like waiting for a family. A family's going to their car. They get to their car. I put the turn signal on, and I will wait.
How long will you wait if you got someone behind you?
Not very long. Okay. I stress out. I feel so guilty. I don't do the thing where I'm like,
I'm staying here no matter
click
what.
Clicker, go around me.
Right.
No, I'm not a big confrontation guy. So I just always feel like, yeah, all right, you can take it. I'm out of here.
I did hear that recently they've passed some legislation because there used to be rules. In cities where if you built retail and things of that nature, there always had to be a certain amount of parking spots considered in the city planning, right? You have to have enough parking lots and parking spots for what's going to be there.
In some cities, I would imagine. You can't do that in your LAs and New Yorks. But
Yeah. So, I mean, within whatever city rules, that's always been a part of it. But now they're starting to pass laws to eliminate that, where because parking lots contribute a lot to the heat in the cities, sure, and the pollution and the warmth of the city. So they started removing that. So I'm just wondering, like, the practicality of, like, they eliminate parking lots. How what are you supposed to do?
Public
transport.
Yes. Oh, it is to move public transport forward.
Which would certainly help. I mean, there's, like, Arizona, it's, our public transport is,
it doesn't work
close
here
to non-existent.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of cities that are, like, you know, sprawled out.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it doesn't work here, because everything is so far away. Public transport in New York works because everything's within, like, six blocks.
Or you just get on the subway and stuff. Yeah. A lot of people don't even have a car.
I feel like here you'd have to just build, like, a bunch of, like, huge parking lots in different places, and then people Uber from them to the place,
right,
that they're going.
They're like a park and go?
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to enjoy the walk in the farthest parking
that's
spot.
That's fine.
And then enjoy the drive-through.
Yes, sir.
All right. Go ahead.
Drive-through question. How many cars in the drive-through line does it take for you to say, I'm going to go in?
Usually,
it's a good question.
Yeah. It's usually going to be about six.
I guess I should say.
Six is not a lot.
So, like, cars. So there's the speaker.
Right.
And
the cars
so
pass
the
speaker.
The overflow coming out. So
four.
Four?
Beyond
four,
the speaker? Four, oh, that's not a lot.
Four beyond the speaker and I'm out. Unless it's salad and go. Then it's like 25 because that's the fastest drive. It scares me.
I don't know how they have everything ready when you ask for it custom.
They already know you're showing up.
Yeah. They got a crystal ball.
They got the Minority Report people in the pool.
Yeah.
They're like, salad incoming.
I get it to the drive-thru really window and they hand me the bag and they say, you're late. And I'm like, well, that's scary.
You're like, oh, can I also get this? I mean,
it would be really reasonable.
It's your drink. You're like, oh, I didn't even order the drink.
If they had cameras that recognized the cars that were in the line and pull up your most recent order on their screen already.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's easy. That's easy stuff nowadays. He will probably, and then make custom suggestions. Sir, last time you got two of these burgers. Are you not that hungry?
You just drive up to the board and they show you your order and say, you want this?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, move on.
That would be more convenient. Give me my regular that you know I have.
Oh, man, that's
but
dangerous.
But the shame at some drive-thrus. This was your last order. Yeah.
Don't
show that to everyone.
Would you like six pies again? You're like,
yeah.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't me,
sir.
But okay.
Do you want to see the footage?
I'll hand them out. I'll pay it forward. That's fine. I'll put them on the table.
There's one situation where I will wait in the line infinitely.
When I'm starving.
No, because I will normally make fun of people that are in the super long line. Like, what are you doing? That's insane. There's one situation I will get stuck in. And that is if I've told somebody I'm going to get that place for them. And, like, I'll be like.
Won't just go inside and get that place for them?
Not if it looks like it's super packed inside, too. I mean, if I'm pot committed to a place, like I texted my dad the other day. I was like, you want some Raising Cane's? At that point, he's given me his order. Now I have to get Raising Cane's, no matter what the long line is, so I'm stuck.
There are two places here in the Valley. One, obviously, I don't know how national Raising Cane's is. Raising Cane's is one of those places where the drive-through line is insane. And you walk inside, you'll have your food in 30 seconds.
Oh, will you? I should always go inside?
Oh, there's nobody goes inside. And so you just get it immediately. The other place is Starbucks in the morning. In the morning? The Starbucks line
is... Oh, because they're all staying in the car. No one wants to go in.
50 cars long. Yeah. If you walk in, you just walk right up to the counter and order.
This is hot tips.
Yeah.
Hot tips. Al, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for asking.
Do we want to do one more or move on?
I think Jason's itching to get into Highway to Spell.
Oh, good Lord.
Now, let's do that then.
Highway to Spell.
Cat.
I want you to give me extra credit, Al, because
You did it, Jason.
I didn't
Katz.
See that drop up at the in my top row of drops.
Oh, cool.
And I found it
anyway.
This
is the part where you throw me under the bus on the air?
Yeah. No. I just want you to give me credit for not canceling the show.
Hey, good job, Andy. Way making up for Al's mistake.
So we're doing Highway to Spell. Mike is apparently the back-to-back champ. I don't have any recollection of that.
Nor do I.
I have won it once.
Recollection. R-E.
Oh, don't do that. Come on.
So wait, the rule is who goes first on these ones?
We usually do Andy, Mike, Jason.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
All right.
We're going to start at fifth grade. Andy, your fifth grade level word.
I've been on a bad streak.
Guys, the panic attack is on. Yeah. Yes. We're back.
I'm sweating.
All right, here you go.
This is necessary.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. That's a fifth grade word?
I got it. That's
what they say.
Have to go with the first thing I write down. N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y, necessary. Oh, baby.
I had it, and that was easy.
Yeah, you had it quick.
Confident.
You had it quick.
I totally had it, guys. Don't even worry about it.
You went two C's, didn't you?
I went two C's.
It was necessary for me to go with my first gut instinct.
I hate when I know one of your guys's.
Yeah, because you know you might not know your own.
Yeah.
Was there also one S?
No.
Okay, there's two S's.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Of course.
Defending champ definitely had it.
Yeah.
All right, defending champ. Mike, here is your fifth grade level word.
Daughter.
Okay. This is a silly one, but that's daughter, D A U G H T E R. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Why is it spelled like that? I don't know, but it's okay. Give me another easy one.
Douk.
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 I think you're going to be all right, Jason. Here's your fifth grade level word.
Crystal.
Ooh.
Okay, I think I got this.
Don't underthink it.
I am going to underthink it. I'm going fast. C R Y S T A L. All right. All right. We did it. We are
fifth graders.
But spell.
Let's graduate.
Cristal.
All right. Christ, we have graduated on to the sixth grade. Andy, here is your sixth grade level word.
Contagious.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. I'm feeling good today.
C-O-N-T-A-G-I-O-U-S. Contagious.
All right.
Okay.
We're rocking. Did we start younger? Is that what we did today?
We
He's
did.
Just okay, telling us that
we usually start in seventh, I think.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like these are...
He doesn't want us to cancel the segment.
Yeah.
So, Mike...
We're not starting with free throws here. We're starting with some layups.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, here is your sixth grade level word.
Requirement.
Okay, look.
I think we're on there.
I'm good on...
There's no way Mike misses this sixth one. Grade.
R-E-Q... U-I-R-E-M-E-N-T.
All right.
Yeah. Take that.
You met the requirement, Mike.
Can we take a second to have the Spitwads recognize how brilliant we are?
Yes. This is the time. Right before this one.
Okay. Now that time is over. What is my word?
All right. Your sixth grade level word.
Surround.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait.
Uh-oh.
I think you're good, right?
Okay, I got
it. Oh, man.
You're good. You're good, buddy.
Okay.
It looks... They all look
it
wrong.
It feels wrong when I write it. Oh, man. Oh, kidoki surround. That should be an easy one.
Yeah. I thought this was going to be so simple.
Okay. S-U-R-R-O-U-N-D. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah,
it felt so wrong when I wrote R-R-O-U. It just...
So, did we beat the game?
Yeah, we won.
You have gotten to seventh grade.
Where we normally start.
Junior
All right.
high.
Go on.
All right, Andy, your seventh grade level word.
Innocence.
Innocence?
Oh, man.
I-N-N-O-C-E-N-C-E. Innocence.
Oh,
oh God.
I would have been out.
The delay.
I went S-E.
You did? Oh, okay. You went S-E?
At the end.
Like since? Like sixth sense?
Yeah.
Sixth innocence.
Yes. Yep. Whoops.
All right. All right. Okay. Mike?
I went...
Time for junior high.
C-E.
All right, Mike, your seventh grade level word.
Make it stop.
Havoc.
Havoc?
Oh, that's easy.
H-A-V-O-C?
Okay, no.
Right. Oh, I would have missed it.
An extra V or
no,
what?
No, I put a K on the end of that thing. H-A-V-O-C-K.
Like a hammock?
Yeah.
Didn't you say
that's so easy?
It was so easy. And honestly, when you stopped it, see, I was waiting for I couldn't believe you stopped it. See, what an idiot.
Oh,
and
baby.
When that bell happened to tell you were right, I fell real, real dumb.
So you would have been wrong on both seventh grade words.
Yeah, but not this one. Al,
let me have it. I think you'll be all right. Here's your seventh grade level word.
Commotion.
What?
I don't want to do it.
Oh, there's no way.
Holy crap. This is impossible.
Commotion?
Commotion.
Commotion.
Okay. All right.
That's movement on the commode.
Commotion. All right.
See, that's why our questions all have
The bathroom.
All right. C-O-M-M-O-T-I-O-N.
Yeah. Oh. We are one grade from high school. Man, one guys more round.
Let's get to high school.
You guys are crushing it.
That's nine straight, by the way.
I predict somebody's going to be out here in eighth grade.
Okay.
Andy, we're going to start with you. Here's your eighth grade level word.
Chandelier.
Come on, man.
Oh, man, what I wrote down cannot be right. It is impossible.
I just have to go with, I'm going to stick with the same process. The first thing I write down, C-H-A-N-D-E-L-I-E-R. Oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's an E? It's not Shando?
No, it ain't no Chandelier.
So I
Chandelorian.
I wrote the whole thing right, but then I added an E at the end.
Yeah?
Chandelier-y.
Chin?
So I got to stop one letter earlier. That's, and I would be doing
just
real good.
Just stop tacking it on.
Don't put a K at the end. Don't put
I can't
end.
Believe I got it.
We're
I'm
sure,
thrilled.
We're sure it's not an O?
Merriam-Webster says that it's not an O. Huh. All right, Mike, here is your eighth grade level word.
Catastrophe.
Catastrophe, huh?
If Jason gets this one right, I will be so impressed.
Oh, I got this one right.
Let me see.
Catastrophe. C-A-T-A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E.
Oh, we're on.
Catastrophe.
We're and, one, did, and Jason got it. I yeah, we're one that. We're one away from high school, Jason.
Oh, together. All get three of us graduating school. Middle school?
I do think you guys are going to get there. Jason, here's your eighth grade level word.
Amnesty.
Wait, was that embassy or amnesty?
Amnesty.
You got this.
That's an easy one. Why does he get all the easy words?
Don't forget the Q.
Hip-hop anonymous? Amnesty. A-M-N-E-S-T-Y. Okay.
All right.
That
now,
was
at this point,
an easy one.
If we flame out, we've done enough, right? I mean, that's 12 straight successful. We're like a boring podcast now, how good we are.
I don't know that we've ever gotten to high school together.
You haven't? I don't believe you have.
No.
Andy,
goodness, no.
Here is your ninth grade level word.
Gruesome.
Oh.
Well, this is the first one I'm having to write twice to make sure. Gruesome. G-R-U-E-S-O-M-E.
Wow. That E snuck out of nowhere. That middle
that came
E.
out of the bushes.
What did you go with?
Same as you.
You were both wrong?
G-R-U-S-O-M-E. Okay.
I mean,
we're getting the right words for our individual takes here.
He's changing the grade levels for each person.
All right. Mike, here is your ninth grade level word.
It's freshman year, man. Let's
ambiguous.
Do it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, the ending. The ending's a good time.
I think you'll get there. I think I've got there.
Yeah, I think you did.
There's no way. That's not.
There's a bunch of letters in it. I know that.
It's a good time to remind you that you are defending your back-to-back champion.
Oh, no. Wait. I have I have two very different options.
Okay. That's all right.
One looks maybe correct. Okay, whatever. Ambiguous.
That is the word.
A-M-B-I-G.
This is where it's fun.
I-O-U-S. Oh, no.
Jason has it right from what I can tell. Is that U-O-U-S?
U-O-U-S. Yeah, it's U-O, ambiguous. I guess that makes
sense. Wow. So Jason.
Mine's ambiguous.
You want to go to
ambiguous.
Do you want to go to sophomore year with me, Jason?
I do, but let's find out if the teachers will allow it.
Yep. Yes. TBD. Here is your ninth grade level word.
Insufficient.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Will your previous schooling be insufficient? I think you got this one. I think
honestly,
we're moving on.
Honestly, I started
there's
putting
a sneaky letter in there.
Uh-oh. I had one of these thought processes had a PH in there, and I don't think that's right.
You got a PH in there?
Nope, not anymore. All right. Insufficient.
Phosphorus? He's not sure.
Okay. Insufficient. I-N-S-O. Wait.
It's a U.
I knew what? As soon as you said insufficient when you were sounding out.
Am I Wait a minute. Wait, you're telling me insufficient does not start with an I?
No, it doesn't have an O.
You thought it was...
I thought he said it was Ian.
You thought it was insufficient?
No. So
he thought it was insufficient.
Okay. Right,
so
right.
I'm so fishing.
I spelled it
I'm so fishing right now.
Well, it's in. It's insufficient. So.
Wow, you hit that button quick. So
it's I knew it.
Okay, I would I-N-S-O. I'm curious the rest. F-I-C-I-E-N-T.
There's... Two F's, but other than that,
oh my gosh, really
you have literal
it.
Tears rolling down your face.
Yes, you do.
That would tickle me.
Considering you work from a place with a PH, you got pretty close.
Thank you.
All right, Andy, you want to keep going? See how far you can get?
Sure, sure. I'll give them quick.
Here's your 10th grade level word.
Anachronism.
All right.
What? What does that even mean?
Anachronism is when something is out of...
spider related.
No, it's...
An error in chronology.
Yeah, it's out of order.
A-N-A-C-R-O-N-I-S-M.
Okay.
You had it perfect, except it's C-H.
No, that makes sense, which is what I wrote the first time.
Oh, should have gone with that.
Dang it. Well, I won.
Congratulations. Yeah. We have a new champ.
And we have a new draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
We are drafting the best places to have calories not count at all. And the older I get, the more this dream seems like it would be amazing. Because there are consequences to indulging in this life. And there are places that I either want to indulge and do anyways and pay the price. Or there's some places that are just perfect for it.
Yeah.
And so there's a ton of picks I really want. And so I'll be sad because you guys are going to take a bunch of them.
But yeah, there's a couple places on my list where I know when I go there, I get something more responsible. And I don't want to do that.
Yes.
So I would like to draft it.
And so there's a lot of qualifiers. Mike was saying before the draft, he didn't know how this one was going to go. But I'm going to go with the place that I think is the most frequently where I would want this superpower. It's very simple. It would be an everyday thing, and it is the couch.
Yep.
The couch. And if you told me that I could have any of the other places or just a two-hour window of this place, I'd still choose the couch as my number one pick. If you told me 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night.
Snack central.
I could turn on the TV and not stop eating for two consecutive hours on the couch. I enjoy that so much. So the couch is my number one pick. There are a number of really good picks. I am curious where you guys are
going
to go.
As I was going through the list, the couch is the last thing I put on my list, because I was starting to realize, oh, maybe we just mean like a very specific place. And
yeah, that's more how I went. So.
Yeah.
So the couch.
And I guess that would be good for all the football. I mean, I would. Now, if I'm standing behind the couch, calories count.
Yeah.
Can we say the ground?
Like to lay on the ground.
No, just if my feet are on the ground, my calories
don't
count.
No, that's a little too broad, Mike.
I'm going to take the place that was designed for indulgence.
Yes.
And I'll just kick it off. I will take the buffet.
Yes. It was on my list. It was on my list.
They have everything you want. And often, I don't do buffets anymore. Number one, because there's the consequences of being just an old man eating too much at a buffet. But I don't get my money's worth anymore.
Right.
That is a big part of it. Because you will feel sad that you didn't eat enough.
Yeah, they're like, okay, well, you can get the buffet. That's $35.
And you're
now I have to force myself to eat $35 worth, and that will include feeling really, really crappy for sure afterwards.
To get my money's worth.
Yeah, so I don't even go anymore.
Yeah.
But if my calories...
The buffet's a great pick.
The buffet is a terrible pick because... terrible for me because you took two of my options away. I had Golden Corral and I had a Chinese food buffet. So you just went buffet.
Oh,
you got all of them.
All of Jason's 11 options were different buffets that he frequents.
I got the lobster buffet.
That's a good pick. I think you're right about the money's worth thing too.
I'm gonna start at a place. You know, Andy, when you said
the kids buffet, that's the they're just stealing your money.
Yeah,
because the kids
don't have the room for it.
The kids, when you order off of the menu, the kid's not even gonna finish what
you're paying $29.99 of the $35 for the dessert part of the buffet.
To be fair to the restaurant, the kids don't eat enough, but they do take enough. You know what I mean? Like, the restaurant's still getting rid of all that food, even if they don't eat it.
You get two picks, Jason. I'm jealous.
I get two picks. I know exactly where I'm going here because, Andy, you said this would be like an everyday thing, and so I assumed you were taking McDonald's.
So you got to be in the McDonald's, but you can go to town.
Sure. I'll eat it in the drive-thru. You got to wait. I can't leave. I'm gonna say that in the McDonald's, absolutely, because
anywhere in the world, and you
chose went McDonald's.
To go calorie free and to have no repercussions, to be able to eat a Big Mac and
another Big Mac
and chicken nuggets and French fries galore.
He's reading us the menu to McDonald's.
Adam McFlurry, absolutely.
You didn't even say the McRib.
Well, it's not always there, Mike, but that's assumed. If it's there,
that's when my powers really kick into gear.
Right.
McRib season.
I wonder if I could buy a reserved table, like at my local McDonald's.
Interesting.
If I've got this superpower, I can talk to the manager.
If you had this superpower, would you be a franchisee of McDonald's?
Yeah, and I would put one in my home.
Brooks has a good point. Like, they are the most easily available fast food place, so when you're traveling, you will be able to.
I believe I think Subway took over.
You got to say that, Al.
What?
I just said, do you really have trouble finding a seat at McDonald's that you need like this reserved table?
That's fair. That's fair.
It's always so packed in here.
All right. The other one, and this is probably the most important because of who we are, and I mean we as in us.
You mean like, as are you talking like the United States
or the
Spitballers?
The footballers.
The Spitballers, the footballers. It's the studio. It's right here. Okay. We do lunch every day. We order lunch every
Interesting.
Day.
Interesting.
We have switched some of us to specifically eating these delivered tiny meals that are lower calorie.
We're not funding this.
We don't need it funded. There was a time where, 500 packages of delicious candy showed up for us from the...
That's true.
I mean...
Shout out to Sweet Tart Ropes.
Shout out to Sweet Tart Ropes. And if you're out there again, we did it.
We're out.
We completed the task.
We ate them all.
They sent us an unimaginable amount of Sweet Tart Ropes. We took it down.
Imagine a conference table at an office, 5 layers deep, across the whole table, and we
stacks
did it.
Stacks on stacks.
We finished it.
And they were all as good as the first one.
Andy, today, did you bring anything to the studio?
I brought some cookies in,
You brought some cookies. Oh, it's so nice and sweet of you. What about is there a big bag of Tootsie Roll candy?
So this is like work.
This is me.
Your job.
My job here, I'm going to be able to eat all of the things that everyone just so lovingly brings in, even though...
And ships us.
Ships us and donates...
I just like the idea that Jason's going to be like, he'll be at home at like 9 at night. He'll be like, he wants a snack and he's
I got
to run to the office because
I am fine. This is like how you said, if I get a 2-hour window, 8 to 10. All I need is lunchtime. Just lunchtime at
the
office.
That would change everything.
I will devour snickerdoodle cookies. You have idea how many snoodle doodles are going down in this gullet. I don't care where we order from. We're also ordering from Noodles & Company.
I love
get
it.
Those snoodles.
Shout out.
And
send us more ropes.
Yeah.
I was concerned this one wasn't going to come back. I knew that buffet would not make it my good friend over here. You enjoy your McDonald's. I'll enjoy all of them because my car is where my calories do not count.
Shoot.
The car is a wonderful pick.
Oh, shoot. I eat so
much
in my car.
The car is one of the greatest places to eat, period.
The car,
you can get where you're going and you're eating?
The
Tremendous.
Car is the car is a great pick.
My car is, and this is unfortunate, this is something I hope to change. My car is a graveyard of
of rappers.
Of rappers. The car is a shame box for me. I mean, when my wife has not driven in my vehicle for 2 weeks and then she gets in, it usually goes something like, Jason, you should be ashamed. And that's and really only because I didn't know she was driving this time, or I would have thrown it all away. It's a real problem for me. Dadgummit.
It's like a confessional.
I will trade you all four of my picks for the car.
The car is an outstanding
clear 101.
Now, you have an internal camera, right? I mean, so somebody's watching you.
Yeah, yeah. That's
that's great. All right, my next two picks. This one of them comes down to the enjoyment level of when I eat lots of food at this place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the movies. I'm going to take the movie theaters.
It would have been my next pick.
I legitimately cannot go to the movies and not eat while I'm watching a movie. It just
is part of the experience.
It's not
right?
fun. Yeah. It's what am I doing here? Watching a show while I'm sitting in a chair?
Boo!
Boo! Yeah. Honestly, turn the movie off. Just give me the food.
Can I go to a restaurant?
Eat at a different place. So I'm going to go.
But it's the restaurant where everyone's looking the same direction.
I'm going to the movies.
It's a good one.
And then my next pick is another place that it gives purpose to attending these places. People want to go for other reasons. I don't. I want to go for the
church.
I want to go for the food. And I'm going to say, and you guys can tell me if it has to be one pick or two, but I was going to say theme parks / the fair. Because if I'm eating...
call it amusement parks.
Amusement parks. Because...
Yeah, the fair
the
is...
The fried foods...
Fair's a great pick.
At some point, I hit the age where the reason I go to these places is to eat while my kids enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am always scoping for the next meal at these, the next stand, the next churro, the next Indian fry bread, whatever the case may be.
No, you are 100%. That wasn't even on my list, and that's a huge oversight. I mean, the fair is like, that's legendary for just the garbage
blank
food that you can eat.
That's right.
Like we've managed to fit 3,000 calories into the size of a quarter.
I love it.
You're like, yeah, I'll take five.
yeah. I'll wait in line for it.
Oh man, that's a tremendous pick.
The car is still a legendary pick.
Yeah, I mean, all right, it's done.
And so it's funny that
Mike's taking his family dinner out into the car. They're all around the table. He's like, I'll be right back. Give me that plate.
This is a place that people, like much like your amusement park, they go in for a different reason. You go to this location to watch something happen. But, I mean, come on. Like, there's specific games where you don't even...
Yeah.
The game sucks. It's all about just getting the food, so I'm going to say the stadium.
Yep.
Give me the cinnamon, dude. Almond, and or whatever, the
nuts?
The hot toasted nuts. Give me them. Just everything, the hot dog.
Hot dogs. Ice cream. I when I was going to pick one, I was specifically going to pick a baseball game just because it's longer. So there'll be more food to be eaten, but the stadium's the right pick. It's another thing that adds to the experience. You want to grab a hamburger, hot dog, soft drinks. Oh my gosh, the amount of soft drinks you'll go through at a stadium.
And they keep coming up with these new things. Like, that's how baseball has to get people to attend now.
Yeah. The 8-foot hot dog.
Yeah, they're like, check it. We've covered it in mayonnaise.
That's right.
You're like, oh, okay.
All cool. Right. Great pick.
All right. I got two picks coming up here. The first is very easy for me, and that is the bed.
Yeah, okay.
Because
you eat in your bed?
Absolutely, because the bed is my couch. We have the bed that like raises up and like becomes a sitting. So we watch a lot of our TV.
You sound like you might be like stuck there.
No, but it's like we watch a lot of TV. Where you watch TV on the couch, we watch TV in our, like, you know, the bed turns into a seating position. But I can get breakfast in bed.
You're 75 years old.
Yeah, baby. So that one's
the
easy.
The inclining bed.
Oh, the inclining bed is clutch.
It's got one of those bars that you can pull yourself up on.
It raises all the ways to stand me up. The bed is fantastic.
Okay.
The only problem there is, you know, crumbs.
Do you eat in the bed a lot?
Yeah.
And
snacks.
Do you have like a little side dust buster for the
little snacks in bed?
All right. So you went with the bed.
Yeah.
That's a good bed. I would never have picked it because
you don't eat
my
the bed.
Couch is my couch.
Yeah. Your couch is your couch. My bed is your couch. All right, so the last one here, I'm a little jealous of what Mike did, which is get variety with the car. I do love variety. So I'm going to go with food courts because that means I get a lot of different places. Yeah, yeah. And it means that I can do what I always want to do that I don't ever do. Well,
that's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a bold thing.
I can do what I want to do, which I don't
always do.
Which I don't always do, which is hit up several different places. You know, I want ice cream from the Dairy Queen / Orange
Julius. You
gotta
get that Orange Julius, man.
Yeah, baby. But it's like, well, I'm not going to get my meal there. I want my meal somewhere else. But then, you know, got to throw some orange chicken on the on the tray. So I'm going to go around all the places.
Food courts is a good pick.
Delightful. Food courts, when you have a family of five, are the worst invention in the entire world because I know I'm waiting in four lines minimum. Because you can't, if when you go to the one place, like, you don't have a choice. But when they see that this is their favorite restaurant, like, no, that this is, I'm locked in. You better go get that. It is the absolute worst. And it takes an hour just to eat. So shame on you, food court people. And my last pick.
Big here, food court.
Yeah. My last pick, they have food as well. But those liquid calories, they add up.
Let's say
the bar.
You're taking the bar.
I'm taking the bar.
So smart.
I mean, they have to
do calories. They come into play at the old bar.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Remember your you'd always go like a vodka soda versus the vodka
with
tonic,
like keto. But I'm saying, like, they advertise, you know, like, oh, Miller Lite, it only has one more calorie and it's more. You're like, what if I didn't ever have to worry about my calories?
Then you could get a real beer.
Yes.
All right, that's a great pick. Yeah. Let's wrap it up with the cheapest pick I've ever made because I've never done it. But I know it's heralded for the food, and I know that Jeremy could use this pick.
It was at the top of my list. I can't believe Jason didn't take it.
On a cruise ship!
What?
I'm so glad I got picked. As soon as you made this last pick, I was going to be...
It's the first thing on my list, but I've never been, so I didn't want to take it from you.
It felt like a great fourth cheap pick. So
my goodness.
The cruise ship. I'm in the cruise ship.
I've never been more disappointed in Jason.
Well, no, so let me tell you why this happened. This happened because I saw the draft completely.
Double arches is why this happened.
Because I saw the draft completely wrong. Let me read you my list coming in. McDonald's,
Wendy's,
Golden Corral, Raising Cane's, Chipotle, Dunkin' Donuts, Domino's. I thought it was like places that we get free calories. So I'm on the fly here trying to think of like, oh, we're going more geographical, less, restaurants to get free calories. Because am I upset with the car and the cruise. That's my one and my two, and I could have had it at one and two.
Well, Jason, you do get unlimited calories at McDonald's at work. That should not be underrated.
That's a good one.
In bed.
The new couch.
At food courts. Mike will be eating a plenty at the buffets, in his car, at all stadiums, and at the bar, which is great. That was a nice final pick. I will be on my couch. I will be at the movies. I will be at amusement parks, and I will be on a cruise ship for the first time eating. I'm still worried I'll throw it all up on a cruise ship.
Yes.
But... can they eventually make cruise ships large enough to where you wouldn't know that you're on the water?
You don't know until you sometimes.
Until you throw up. I mean, it's just subtle.
Owl tells us he doesn't know until he gets off the boat.
Yeah, that's usually how it is. I've been on a cruise ship where you knew because it was like choppy weather. But other than that, most of the time you cannot tell that you're on the water. You can look and see, but you know, you don't feel like it.
Right. Well, there you go.
Until you sink.
Were there any... I was pretty much out of ideas. My last one was going to be like... holiday tables, you know, the Thanksgiving table, Christmas table. I didn't know how to wrap them all together.
I had, birthday parties, the pantry.
Oh, man.
The shame pantry. Yes, sir.
I mean, who amongst us hasn't done the, what am I going to eat? Well, you know what? I'm just going to open this bag of chips, and I'll eat these chips in here while I figure out what I'm going to eat.
Who amongst us hasn't gone in and just shut the door behind them and
locked said, it from the inside?
I'll hide in here for a minute. Turn the lights off. No one's in here. Crunch, crunch,
Jason,
crunch.
Why are there night vision goggles in the pantry?
Any other picks that you guys had, or Al?
No, my 101 and 102 were Disneyland and a cruise ship.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
You guys got both of those.
Well, I did. Yeah, thank you. You can come hang out with me.
Let's go.
Your calories still count.
Sounds like
mine
a good
don't.
Time, man.
All right, let's. Any other picks for you guys? Jason's just got a list of restaurants.
Yeah, you want to know more restaurants that are delicious? I'll tell you.
What did we learn today?
I learned that when we really put our heads together, we can get into high school level education.
Yeah.
I was pretty proud of us.
I learned that insufficient does indeed start with an I.
Out of curiosity.
For a moment, I was convinced it started with an E.
How would you spell sufficient?
S-U-
would that have been different than
yes.
the insufficient?
I only had one F. Is that
no you had an O. You went sufficient.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know where I went wrong. I just learned where I went wrong.
I was just making sure you didn't spell sufficient, so efficient.
And I learned we should all probably cooperate a little bit more.
Okay. Maybe.
And be the best.
Yeah, I'll be the best at it.
I'm going to cooperate so hard.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spitballers podcast. Thank you for following the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening. And we will catch you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.